Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, they're introducing the folks up here.
This guy's good.
He says this is like reading Apollo Creed's entry. This is the biggest hype we've got.
This is the biggest so far. There we go.
Okay, Charles Haley.
Charles Haley. I don't want to mess with that guy.
Yeah, no thank you.
Don't want to mess with him.
Best case, worst case scenario. Texans have unveiled the uniforms. They got a draft beginning tomorrow. John Lopez presents world famous best case, worst case scenario for the Texans. Play along on the text line. Play along on the YouTube. Play along on Twitch. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one.
Yeah, 713-572-4610. What's the best case scenario? Okay, let me back up here. I saw a couple of tweets, a couple of comments. Why isn't C.J. Stroud involved? And I just shrugged. Whatever. He probably had something. He's a very popular dude, whatever. So I didn't even give it two thoughts. But yesterday, again, it was kind of weird, right? So what's the best case on why C.J. Stroud has not been seen in any of the uniform stuff?
You want me to tell you the truth? He didn't show up.
You gotta show up.
He didn't show up. That's my theory is that.
Oh, he was supposed to be there?
You think they just didn't invite him?
Well, they had. That's what I'm saying.
I think he didn't show up. He thought he had better stuff to do. Whether he was in town or not, he didn't show up to the interview unveil. But this notion that the Texans like didn't think about having C.J. Stroud show up, I think that's false. I also think if you're in California, if you're the face of a franchise and the franchise is unveiling new uniforms, I think perhaps you can make an exception. I'm sorry, I'm not saying it's the end all be all. All I'm saying is. I think that you show up for something like that. I don't think there's too many things more important than, as a face of the franchise, being one of the faces of something that they've put this much effort into.
Well,
so that's just me.
There's no question in my mind that they invited him. I was just kind of writing it off as they both realized he had some other conflict that he couldn't avoid. He's a very popular guy.
That's
if,
fine.
If he could have...
Make
and,
it work.
If he could have and did not show up, That's not a good sign. I mean, that's
well, it's not great. And
it ain't great.
I don't want to like make it a huge thing, but I do want to at least acknowledge, because I was actually having this conversation yesterday at the party with a couple of fans. Shout out to all the Loopholes listeners that were out there. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I do want to say that I want to at least acknowledge it. Much like we did the Amber Rose, because when Deshaun Watson was being seen with Mia Khalifa and Deshaun Watson was doing certain things, although I did see him go in Hollywood in 2020, but we just kind of let it go. So I do think it needs to be acknowledged. No matter what the reason is, CJ should have been in that uniform at some point. That's just that's my take. But I would be willing to bet that he was invited.
Yeah, no, I never would even doubt that he was invited. I just was assuming that there was some sort of, you know, conflict that they both understood. What's the worst case scenario why CJ hasn't been seen in a uniform?
He's Hollywood. He's doing his thing, and he just ain't got time for it.
What if it's a certain someone that needed a ride from an event?
No, I don't think it's a big deal. I do think it's unfortunate that you know, I'm seeing Christian Harris in the uniform and not CJ Stroud. No disrespect to Christian Harris. I don't know why he kind of
looked good in it.
No, they all look good in it.
They all look good. Tank looked great.
They were all walking. Dude, that dude can make any. I'm convinced Stingley and Tank can make any uniform look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know how to rock it.
All right. Best case, worst case. What's the best case scenario for the Hannah McNair, Amy Adams Strunk rivalry?
That, like, from our perspective or from, like, the perspective of the casual observer?
Any perspective.
From our perspective, it's that Amy Adams Stank actually tries to kind of bark back, and we get a little bit of war of words between Hannah McNair and the stanky
one. I think this can be really healthy for the rivalry. I really do. Like both of them kind of making snide comments, like what Hannah did yesterday or whatever it may be. And it almost becomes a, if not like a sub, you know, story, then the lead story of like these two owners of the team are going at each other. What would has there been anything like that with owners sniping back at each other?
I'm sure.
Yeah, but I can't think of
I'm
one.
I'm sure back in the day there were plenty of them.
Yeah. Worst case scenario of the Hannah-Amy rivalry.
Will Levis ends up being good, and the Titans end up just kind of sticking it to the Texans. And Hannah, they go back on what Hannah said last year, and her words kind of are used against her.
Yep, I totally agree on that. Best case scenario, day one of the draft tomorrow.
Best case scenario, there's two. One would be best case is that the Texans just don't do a damn thing and we wait till day two.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit back and then you get together. Other best case scenario is Kool-Aid McKinstry falls to like 27, 28, and then the Texans give up a third or whatever to jump up.
Yeah.
And they get Kool-Aid McKinstry paired with Derek Stingley.
My best case scenario is nothing happens.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
I can see that.
You just go to bed with all those visions of this guy or that guy dancing in your head in terms of being available on day two. Now, worst case scenario, day one of the draft. Because there is a right answer.
I would say that the Indianapolis Colts, the Arizona Cardinals decide that they're going to make a trade, and Marvin Harrison doesn't go number four overall, and Jim Irsay in all his romanticized horniness goes up and gets Marvin Harrison Jr. To increase the Colts' nostalgia. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they lost out on Calvin Ridley, they take Adonai Mitchell, who slides because of this diabetes stuff.
Yeah.
And then
well, you got it down.
Yeah. And then the Tennessee Titans, they take that left tackle that everybody's so big on. What's his name? His dad played Notre
Dame. Joe Alt.
Joe Alt.
Yeah.
They take Joe Alt, and Joe Alt is already as good as everyone's saying he's going to be, which is basically better than Anthony
Munoz.
So
Munoz. Basically the entire division starts kicking ass.
Yeah, the entire division just starts doing work. Adonai Mitchell to the Jags, Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Colts, and then you have the God's gift to tackles going to the freaking Titans.
My worst case scenario, I like yours, is much simpler, and that would be what we talked about yesterday. Quarterbacks and wide receivers are just not taking as much.
Daniel Jeremiah said he just got off the phone and people are trading up for tackles.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If quarterbacks don't go, that's not good for the Texans.
Yeah, there's going to be at least Why is it that every year they act like there's like going to be 16 quarterbacks taken in the first round? Why does this happen every year?
Every time.
I heard Spencer Rattler's name thrown out there. I was like, are y'all trying to be funny?
He's a fifth round pick.
Are y'all trying to be funny?
He's a fourth or like, fifth round pick.
I do love Belichick's quote. I'm actually going to live by it. Belichick, a lot of his quotes are just like, okay, yeah, cool. Do your job. Thanks, dude. I've heard that since kindergarten.
Yeah.
But Bill Belichick saying that all draft info is BS until 12 hours before the draft is something that I am going to live by for the rest of my life as long as I'm talking about sports, watching sports, and enjoying the draft.
Yeah, that was the kind of what one of the things I've always believed. You've heard me say it a million times. It's lying season, but the draft never lies. The draft does not lie. When they call that name of that player, that's who – I mean, that's the player that, especially in the first three rounds, those are the players that tell you exactly where they feel like they need help. I mean, the draft does not lie. They can't. It doesn't.
Best case, worst case here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a question for you before we get to this. We're live at the Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament. What does Jeff Bagwell swing a golf club like? I'm really intrigued by that because we know about his baseball stance. What does it look like when Jeff Bagwell – like is he bending the knees
or is he just kind of doing it straight?
He
looks very conventional.
Where's he at? I want to see what a Jeff Bagwell golf swing looks like.
I can't remember exactly. I know I've seen him at tournaments and stuff, scrambles like this. But I don't remember it standing out. So it's got to be much more conventional.
I've been at a lot of golf tournaments, but I've never really just – decided that my main goal and main objective is to see what it looks like when Jeff Bagwell swings a golf club.
Yeah.
If he comes by, I'm going to ask him to give me an air swing. Jeff, can you just – look, I know this is awkward, but can you please just show me what it looks like when you swing a golf club, sir? What if he just bends over and he's going like this and doing the wrists and stuff?
He wouldn't be able to
stand
up.
What if he's like bending the knees?
He wouldn't be able to stand up.
No, but if you gave him like a club that was half length, he could stand like he did in baseball. And he's just like hitting it like a Fisher Price.
One of the most emulated swings ever. Best case, worst case. Best case, Nick Caserio trades.
Best case, Nick Caserio trade. I'm in on Kool-Aid. A cheap Kool-Aid trade would be one. Another best case, perhaps a trade back to get a third round pick or something like that, and get another third. I could see that where you trade back maybe eight spots. You like someone kind of like a Kenyon Green trade, but a little bit later.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't draft Kenyon Green.
That's mine. I think, you know, they get their guy with the first, second round pick, and then they got, 59, I guess, later. And there's another bucket of players that he likes in the third round. Trade back, get another pick, man. That's to me. Worst case, Nick Caserio trade.
Trading next year's first for somebody, whether it's going in there to get Brock Bowers or just getting a little bit greedy, it would get people excited, but that would be my worst case.
I think trading back into the first round, unless it's at the very back end of the first round, kind of defeats the purpose of everything they've done, right? If you move into the top 20, top 15 or whatever of the draft, you kind of defeat the purpose of what you did to get those 2 seconds and Stephon Diggs and all that stuff. Best case, worst case, couple more here for you. The best case, by Saturday night, the Texans have
a running back and a tight end that can push Brevin Jordan and Damian Pierce back on the roster and provide this team with more needed offensive weaponry at very important positions that will allow them to run the football and have multiple backs that can make plays and tight yep. ends that can do everything instead of tight ends that can just do minimal things.
I had a different one. I had tight ends, I had running back, and I have linebacker. I think that linebacker is the one position that they haven't really added a lot. I think a linebacker in the second round, a big-time linebacker, whomever that might be, would be good. Worst case, by Saturday night, the Texans have
an offensive lineman, a yep. D-lineman, offensive lineman, D-lineman, and a random-ass safety that's not one of the top guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to add a lot to that. That's pretty much would be my worst-case scenario, where you're just kind of not spinning your wheels, but you're not effectively addressing, like, clear positions of need.
I like Hall, but I don't like Fisk. Like, I don't know about that guy, Florida State. Mm-hmm. And then
really? I kind of like him. I've only seen him like
– in college 6 years.
Yeah, I've only seen him like two or three times.
I heard him talk, and he's such a bro. Well,
ask Travis Johnson what he thinks of Fisk. Maybe he's another Travis Johnson.
You're wrong, dude.
Oh, that's wrong. I know it is.
Yeah, you're right.
I know it is. Yeah, he's another Travis Johnson. Oh, great. 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 Cool.
Be judging tailgates with Figgy.
He's the best. He is absolutely – and he owns it too, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, he owns it.
All right, I got to find Jeff Bagwell. I got to figure
we're
out
We're not going to ask Jeff Bagwell.
I got to figure out the swing,
to
man.
Take a fake golf swing.
No, I'm dead serious.
I know you are.
You think
and
I'm
that's,
kidding. I'm not kidding.
I don't think you're kidding.
Right here, it's happening, brother.
I don't think you're kidding.
There's Calvin Murphy. There's Andre. Look at Andre. I mean, look. You want to talk about hard. Look at him.
Now, that guy could golf, though.
Oh, I know, and you can tell.
He plays like five times a week.
For 6 hours.
He plays like five times
Dude
a week.
Dude was here at 4 a.m. warming up.
He probably was.
Come on. Bagwell at?
Come, don't do that to Jeff Bagwell.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just asking what the swing looks like, man. Nothing wrong with that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
A guy can't be curious.
Well, you can be curious all you want.
I want to check this out, man. Yeah. Where's he at?
I'm looking for him. I'm trying to help you. I don't see him.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta see this, man. I have to see this. What this looks like. Yeah. I might actually go, hey, where's he starting? Do you have the
That's Patty.
Of course, I'm gonna pick up a cart.
Yeah, he was just right here.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't find him
some
anywhere.
Big time athletes here, man. Some legends here.
There you go. Where's he at?
There's Warren Moon.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There you go. Brothers in Arms. He's
yes,
one
sir.
Of the faces of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's best case, worst case. Here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. With you live at the Brothers in Arms golf tournament. I'm trying to find Bagwell, man. Can't do it. All good.
I've been looking. Sorry.
All good. I mean, that dude's wearing jeans on the golf
course. Yeah, don't do that.
Get him out of here.
Don't do that.
Get this guy out of here. You guys on this phone? Come on, brother. What is this, Big Lebowski?
I need to find a ringer still for my golf Father's Day thing.
What are you
doing.
Playing?
It's a Father's Day thing on Saturday. And last year we played with a foursome. And Gerard was with us, my two sons and Gerard, but he's going to play with his father-in-law this year. So I need a ringer. I want a really good.
Oh, he ditched y'all, huh?
He ditched us. It's all right for his father-in-law.
He ditched your tradition.
We all got to do that sometimes. So I got to find a ringer. Who's like a five handicap that would be that's out here that I could or even just a listener.
Nobody that I know of.
Are there any cool listeners out there that are five handicaps?
No idea.
Yeah.
Did you see T-Mill got his tattoo yesterday at the?
Was it crooked?
Why are you talking about that man's permanent ink?
Because, Figgy, did you see the picture? I'm so glad you brought this
oh
up.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you
my
see?
Man got a permanent tattoo.
Yes.
And you are bringing up that it's crooked.
I asked a question.
Figgy.
Figgy, did you see the picture that Tyler posted?
I didn't see the picture,
look
but
at his...
I saw it in person.
Oh, okay.
It didn't look crooked.
Because it was like right on the nape of his elbow, right? I mean, of his...
It was yeah. Like in the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah.
It looked crooked, dude. It looked crooked. Look at this. Look, show Landry that picture. That looks crooked. You know I'm right.
Man, come on,
did
bro.
He put it? Did he get his tattoo? Because the guy was in a hurry.
Come on, bro. You're talking about that man's tattoo like that?
Yeah.
That's going to be with him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, crooked. We need to get this straightened out. Well, actually, he needs to get that tattoo straightened out.
Oh, my God.
We need to figure this out, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Well, I didn't say it didn't look good. I just think it's crooked.
Yeah, I think it looks all right.
Yeah, for a crooked tattoo. Look at that thing. It's crooked, dude. It
is. Oh, no. Crazy thing is, that was his tattoo artist.
No regerts. Remember that? He got the no regerts tattoo.
That was his tattoo artist, too.
I know.
So,
all right, but he was in a hurry.
There. He was. He did have. Yeah. This ain't the Tyler. Yeah. This ain't the typical Tyler. Tyler Session type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just kind of sitting there and anticipating that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler just weighed in. He just hit me up and said, "Lopez is such a hater." LOL.
I'm not a hater. I thought it was crooked.
He says not crooked.
Doesn't it look crooked in that picture?
I kind of thought he should have put a little color in it, like just a little hint of Love You Blue. Yeah. But he said he only does the black tats. Him and Cecil were a pretty good pair up there, though. I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Cecil doing what he does. Figgy, who did you did you mingle with any rappers yesterday?
A little bit. I saw. I don't know if you know this guy, but it's a guy named Matt So Cream. He's a rapper from Houston. Super dope.
That's a few Swisha House cameos there, I think.
I saw B. Scott with Slim,
right?
Yeah, Slim Thug, yeah, Slim Thug Zero.
Oh, Zero was there. Okay.
Zero was there. Yeah.
God, I'm glad they embraced him. Thought he was gonna.
He
get
was cool.
Out
he was just chilling. He had the SUC hoodie, man. He was just chilling, man.
Thought he was gonna get weeded out by Trey the Truth, but there's plenty of love for everyone to go.
Seemed like they picked, they had to choose one.
Well,
they chose Zero.
Man. You need to, man. Yeah. He needs all the love he can get. One of the most underrated to do it.
Mm-hmm.
100,000%. Coming up next, it's draft day tomorrow. Let's just take a step back and let's just remember what things felt like last year. And let's imagine what would we be saying right now if the Texans hadn't done what they ended up doing. And the loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so let's just pretend that a year ago, the Texans, they're having a discussion about Will Anderson, C.J. Stroud, and they don't do what they did. Let's say that for whatever reason, they look at C.J. Stroud and they say, okay, we like this kid, but D'Amico Ryans is a defensive coach. We love Will Anderson. He's the top guy on our board. So we're going to select Will Anderson, number two overall.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're also not going to make the trade up to three. And as a result, the Tennessee Titans trade up to three, and the Tennessee Titans take C.J. Stroud.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now, the Texans would have had the number 12 overall pick. Do you think if the Texans go to 12, do you think that the Texans end up taking Will Levis? Or do you think that they go the wide receiver route or something like that? Do you think that there's any scenario where they take Will Levis at 12?
Now, you know.
And we have a quarterback swap.
You know you're asking the right guy here.
I know I'm asking the right guy because you came in like the guy at the barber shop saying that the Texans were going to take C.J. last year.
My person, I'm going to put this. It was C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
There was no
but
one
if it
else,
wasn't C.J.,
there
who was
no
it?
One else close.
Okay.
At the quarterback position.
Okay.
So I can't tell you just powers of deduction, I would say receiver, only because I can tell you it was C.J. Stroud all along.
Well, the other question is this.
And like, no one else close.
Let's say they don't take C.J., and then let's say at 12 they're taking Jackson Smith and Jigba or
there
something
you go.
Like that.
That's a good one.
Do they take Will Levis at 33 when he ended
now
up going?
Now, that might have happened.
Like, could they have talked themselves into it? Because that's the funniest thing about the Tennessee Titans right now. Yeah. And it doesn't matter because you can luck into stuff. Hell, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. You hear that all the time. But
I hadn't heard.
But you – the Tennessee Titans did not think Will Levis was a franchise quarterback, or they would have taken him at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be serious. They would have taken him at 12 if they thought that. Now, they might have seen him fall into the second round. Then they traded up with the Arizona Cardinals. They said, okay, at this point, it's worth the risk. But they did not see him as a franchise quarterback. And maybe that would have been the same case with the Texans had they not taken C.J. Number two overall.
I think you could argue that if that had happened and they did not get C.J. Stroud, they might have run back a Case Keenum type and focused on this and focused on this year.
Okay, well then
you know what I mean?
Let's get to this
because
year.
I can tell you they weren't going to get Bryce Young.
Yeah.
They didn't get Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
They would not have gotten C.J. Stroud, and they were not high on Will Levis.
Okay.
So I could see where they would have said, Case, let's go. Okay. Or Davis Mills, let's go. Bring in Njigba, start the culture. DeMeco does his stuff. Maybe they win seven games. And this would have been the year.
All right, well, then let's just stay in this fantasy land, and let's say this would be the year. You wouldn't have traded your number one pick, so you would have two first-round picks in the 20s. Are we talking about the Texans trading up for J.J. McCarthy or something like that? Like, is that where we're at? I mean, are we talking about Michael Penix? Like, where this doesn't seem like a fun thing to do. What would we be saying?
J.J. McCarthy is a Nick Caserio kind of kid.
All right, would we be saying, man, they should have traded for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
God almighty.
Or sign Kirk Cousins. 50 million.
Hey, he knows the system.
He does know the system.
He knows how to make
good
money.
Lord, might have been I'm glad caught, we're not in that
might have been got caught with tampering or something.
I am so glad we're not in that business. Who would you have liked in this draft?
Me? Like,
you know mine.
Does Caleb Williams count?
Well, can you trade to number one with two first rounders?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, not. I mean, they seem to want that.
I would say, you know me, Jaden Daniels. You know, that would be my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really interesting. Got interesting development going on. Right.
What's going on over there?
Somebody took some dude's cart.
Some dude. That's Charles Haley.
That's Charles Haley?
Uh-oh.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, someone took Charles
Haley's he's going to kill
somebody. Somebody record it.
I got it. I'm on it right now.
Record it. I want to see.
Look, they just all cleared the path. And
the guy gave him his cart.
Why does Charles Haley look 87
years old? You took my cart.
Yeah.
That's Charles Haley?
No, here he goes. He's good. All right. I just put him on my Instagram.
Of course you're going to give him your cart. Hey, they took my cart.
I was about to tell y'all to shut the hell up so I can listen.
You can catch
me, bro. I mean, it was right in front of us. He was walking down the street.
It was clear as day.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You heard it yelling. Yeah, I just kind of was like, okay, this might not go well. He's good.
It was not going to go well. He was hot. Old 87-year-old Charles Haley was hot.
Dude, he used to slap his
yes
Wayne
I've heard
on
that
teammates,
story.
And he's the one who notoriously peed in someone's car.
I've heard he did more than that. I can tell you, man. Those days were. We're wild, man. Who does that, by the way? What he was alleged to have done that several people told me he did.
Someone who knows that no one will do a damn thing to you because you're that much of a badass and you just want everyone to know that you're that much of a badass.
So you do that in the locker room in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it probably,
doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Probably not a card I would take.
Yeah. No.
For sure. No doubt.
I'm just glad we're not in
Piggy
that.
Was laughing. Piggy was like, what's going
what
on
going
here?
Yeah, I was about to cut y'all off.
They took my cart.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, my friend.
Don't take Charles Haley's cart. Note
give
to
him
self.
His cart back, man.
Note to self, man.
I don't even know what's going on, but give the man his cart back.
Everyone was looking. The ladies
everyone
were like,
was,
wait, what?
Was afraid.
They're like, wait, what?
Everyone
here's
was,
mine. Take
everyone
mine.
Was frightened.
Here you go, sir. Went in there.
You can have two cards. I don't care.
And he didn't look like he was walking very comfortably either. So he looked old. More angry.
I mean, obviously for obvious reasons. Yeah. He's been through the mill a little bit, but he was barely getting along.
Took my card.
But he would have been good once. Took my card. He would have been good once as he ever was.
Oh yeah, for sure. Nobody wanted that smoke.
Yeah.
To say the very least. We're out here at the Brothers in Arms, fourth annual Brothers in Arms golf tournament. The NFL draft begins tomorrow. We got some news in the NFL. I don't even want to attempt to localize this. I think some people might. But I see that the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown have agreed on a four-year extension worth more than $120 million.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
He's the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL now, he being Amon-Ra St. Brown. Well-deserved, badass, large body of work. We're not going to get to a situation where people are trying to compare this to Nico Collins, right? Is that where we're going with this?
Oh, you're ridiculous. Get out of here.
Haven't we already done that?
Well, there was a number thrown out where Sean was saying that he would do, I think, 3 years, 25, mm-hmm. 4 years, 100 or something for Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any scenario where Nico Collins plays his way into like above Devontae Smith money or into Amon-Ra St. Brown money?
Oh yeah,
no way.
No, I think there is because
no way.
Well, let me explain. I don't think he's that, and you and I both are in agreement on this. I never was would have wanted to give him a contract this year because I want to see him do it again next year. But your question is there a scenario in which he could get that kind of money? Absolutely there is. If he has another great year like last year, you don't think the market is going to dictate that?
I mean, that would be two good years, but we've seen Amon-Ra St. Brown do it for a few years, and we've seen Devontae Smith do it for a few years. I just don't like with what's around him. And the fact that he can't stay healthy, that was the other thing.
But
I
what
heard.
I'm saying is if he does it, you said is there a scenario?
Yeah.
If the scenario is if he repeats this year what he did last year, I don't
know. Then he's what, Devontae Smith?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't compare him to Devontae Smith. I wouldn't compare him to Amon-Ra St. Brown. But your question is where he gets that kind of money.
Maybe
the
I'm
answer
just,
is yes.
Maybe I'm not as high on Nico as ever. I like Nico Collins. I think in certain situations, Nico Collins can be the number one guy. I like what he's built of. But, like, we see teams trying to avoid paying wide receivers big money.
Right.
And to me, the appeal of Nico Collins right now is that you have more depth and – sometimes you can count on him to be the guy. Sometimes you can't. If we start paying him like a number one receiver, I feel like you're almost like essentially overpaying. If we're talking about getting into Amon-Ra St. Brown territory.
Yeah, I think you're right. You would be overpaying him, in my opinion, too. But the question is, would the market dictate that him to get paid that much? The answer is absolutely yes.
If Nico Collins comes up to you right now and you're Nick Caserio and he says, I would like to be paid like Amon-Ra St. Brown, what are you saying to him?
No, thank you. Not right now. But again, he has another year like last year. That's the going rate. That's absolutely the going rate.
Texans, prepare for the draft. Nick Caserio is going to speak on the process. And speaking of processes, what are we doing with the Astros? Are you kidding me, Coach? Are you kidding me, Skip? What in the hell is going on next?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, the hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Once upon a time ago, in a land not too far away, the Houston Texans
Their motto was process over results. There were dark times. David Coley was a head coach. Lovie Smith was a head coach. Davis Mills played quarterback. Cap space was scarce. Resources such as draft equity were scarce. They had a quarterback who couldn't keep it in his pants, allegedly. He also, before he allegedly couldn't keep it in his pants, wanted to be out of town. Now here we are. Vibes are great. Everyone's feeling good. Uniforms have been unveiled. New uniforms, the first time in franchise history. And it is no longer the world of process over results. As a matter of fact, there's a pretty crisp process when it comes to drafting and acquiring players. And here's Nick Caserio, the GM of the Houston Texans, who went through that mud, talking about that process.
I haven't really thought about that. I think anytime you kind of take on a new job or challenge, you know, it's going to be difficult. I mean, nothing's ever easy. So I think you're just trying to be opportunistic and try to take advantage of the situation and really just and kind of take it one day at a time. Philosophically, I've always believed in just trying to make good, sound decisions on behalf of the organization. Endeavor, it's not about one person. The league is hard. You have to embrace that, but that's also one of the enjoyable aspects of the job. Nothing's easy. Nothing that you earn in life is ever easy. So, you know, I think you have to be willing to embrace challenges and kind of see the silver lining and not worry about the things that you can't control or out of your control, but try to take as positive approach as possible. You know, I'm going to try to do the best job I can for the organization and try to help the organization as much as possible, as long as they'll have me, and just try to make as positive an impact on the organization and the team and the community as much as possible.
All right, there you go.
Some things are easy, right? He said like four times and nothing's ever easy.
I just wonder, you know, because I never really rolled my eyes at the notion that there was a process over results mindset. I actually thought it was very well said.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, at one point you said it was process over results. Is that still the case? And then I'm sure he might say, well, that's always the case because your process gets you to the results. And, you know, no matter where your results are, the process is a big part of it.
But no, you're right.
Process over results really just kind of means, for me at that time, and this is my own interpretation, was wins and losses are not the end-all be-all. If you win six games instead of three, like what's really being accomplished there? Mm-hmm. That's how I would look at it. I'm sure Caserio would give you that hard O.
Well, you know, it's always about the process.
I think he would, but I don't think that's necessarily where they are anymore. You know, the process has to work. That's why we're talking about the draft. That's why we've talked about this offseason and free agency. You want him to make we see him working and making good decisions, but it's about results now. I mean, they are in the playoff business and getting better. So. I get his point, but I don't think that's where they are anymore.
Yeah, expectations, they definitely exist, regardless of what he may or may not say. Draft begins tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 610. I know John Harris is foaming out the mouth, man.
I'm excited, even though it's not really our first round.
I always love the draft.
It's just so awesome.
I always love the draft. Yeah. I miss the days of the magazine, the draft magazine.
Yeah, it's like the old fantasy football
magazine. Up there. Yeah, some people still get that. I don't know
Texas
why.
Texas football.
Yeah, Texas football's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's on the cover this week?
It hadn't come out. It didn't come out until like July.
Who are they going to put on the cover?
Who would we guess? Texas football. It's got to be the SEC thing. It's got to be Texas, you know, going to the SEC. Maybe Elko and Sark together again. I bet you that's it. Yeah, that's it.
They're going to put Tickle Me Elko up there?
They're going to put Elko up there and Sark.
Oh, the rivalry's back. Duh.
Yeah. Well,
A&M and Texas, the rivalry's
back.
I'm just
answering your question, man.
No, I think that's what it's going to be. I think that's what it's going to be. The rivalry's back.
Yeah, together
the
again.
The marquee rivalry in the state is back. Yeah. Elko and Sark.
Together again.
Maybe squaring off.
Yeah.
Belly to belly. What's up with Elko?
What's wrong with him?
He just doesn't look well kept.
He doesn't look well kept.
Yeah, he looks sloppy. He looks like a sloppy coach.
He's not sloppy, is
he? Come on, John.
Just because he's a little overweight, that makes him sloppy?
I just don't know about that guy, man.
Really?
I mean, it looks like he basically bought a Texas A&M pullover 2 years ago, and he still rocks it.
He may well have.
The way that he
He's one of those guys that's all about that business. Like, he's just a work hard, keep your head down.
I mean, ironing it wouldn't hurt you every once in a while.
No, I don't disagree. All I'm saying is his personality is – I'm gonna put my head down and work.
Look at that. Look at that.
There are guys like that.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
What are you doing next Wednesday, man?
Next Wednesday.
What are you doing next Wednesday?
Oh, perhaps? Wow.
Yeah, what's going on there?
How about that?
What is? Can you tell the people? This is some big news.
A little breaking news, Figgy?
Yeah. You can just say it. You don't have to play the sounder unless you want to make it even more.
I have been asked to be on the Houston Sports Authority Hall of Fame Selection Committee.
Oh, you're on the committee.
I'm selecting the Hall of Famers for this year.
Who's nominated?
We all bring our own.
Well, can we talk about what you're going to do? I mean, can we?
I'm still trying to process.
Can we
you
get
know
an
what?
Exclusive.
Let's talk about this.
I thought you were getting nominated. I thought you were getting in.
No. I'm on the Houston Sports.
Oh, you're
Authority.
Definitely going to nominate yourself.
There we go. The big thing we do every year. I've never nominated myself for anything. The big event that we do
okay,
every
so
year.
You're on the committee.
I'm on the committee okay. to elect the Hall of Famer.
Who are you gonna bring up?
See, that's the thing. A lot of the ones that like that we know are locks are already in.
Yeah.
You know? So I gotta put like who 713-572-4610, you and Figgy help me out as well. Who should we're all supposed to bring like one or two candidates.
You know who I think you should bring? You're going to think I'm laughing, but I'm dead serious.
Now, keep in mind, this is the big one.
Listen to me. These are the biggest stars that you could get in.
This is
anything.
The big no, Houston no. Hall of Fame.
This would bring more attention than
Figgy,
all
start thinking
the other,
about yours, Figgy.
No, this would bring all,
I'm
more
listening.
Attention than all the others combined, and they haven't gone this route yet, but I think they should.
And that is?
Booker T and The Undertaker. I'm being dead serious. Undertaker grew up in Houston. He's a legend. He's all over the place. And Booker T, that I'm telling you, they need to expand it into that. I'm not sitting here saying, but I think those are the two, Booker T for sure, and then Undertaker. I'm being serious.
Well,
I'm being dead serious.
It's funny you say that. I didn't have Booker T. I was thinking about the Undertaker.
Well, there you go. Put them both in.
The Undertaker was one of mine. That,
yeah, put
that,
them in.
That I was thinking about bringing.
Oh,
in.
Oh man,
the other one we saw here, an absolute legend that is really never. I don't think he's in there. I'm going to have to do a little more research. I could be just looking like a fool here. Ray Childress.
Okay. Come on.
8-time Pro Bowler.
We've done this before.
It's the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but come on. We've done this. Like,
it's
love
the
you
Hall
blue
of Fame.
Stuff. Like, come on. What are you trying to bring back the McLean posse?
Well, no. He was. Look, I'm telling you, it's the Hall of
he's
Fame.
He's on the committee, too, by the way.
McLean is on the committee. I'm on the committee. A few other people. I was thinking about The Undertaker. I was thinking about Ray Childress. And I think the others that I was thinking about are actually in, but I'm open for suggestions.
Undertaker, man.
I'm open for suggestions.
You got to bring the Undertaker. Figgy, you down with this Undertaker idea?
100%. Booker T.
I was.
Yeah, and also Booker T, too,
I didn't
man.
Think of Booker T, but that's a good one to add.
Figgy, would you if the Undertaker got inducted and let's say he came in studio, would you let him tombstone you?
I would not. No, man.
Why?
No.
He's a professional, man. It doesn't even hurt.
I don't give a damn, man.
Would
no.
you let him chokeslam you?
Nah, I'm good.
I would. Easily. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. And you can do it on the ground. Yeah. I would take
Pause.
That type of a bump.
You would take it?
Oh, yeah. He'd give me the tombstone, man.
Here's the thing about this
And then
Hall
he can
fame.
Do that pin where he puts his two hands on your chest, and then I'm going to kick out.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this Hall of Fame that is making me kind of lose my mind as I'm thinking about next week. This is not some like school Hall of Fame or I mean this is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one for
Ray Childress. I like him, but
I think he's a good candidate.
Yeah, McLean's got that. We need
you know
to
what?
Bring
McLean
something
might
new.
Do
yeah,
that.
McLean's got that.
Maybe I should stick with The Undertaker.
Yeah, I think McLean's already he's already on that.
And the other ones that I was thinking about Cynthia Cooper and
Cheryl Swoops.
And Cheryl Swoops.
Didn't Cheryl Swoops get in? Last
I think
year?
She's in. Yeah, she's in. So that's why I'm kind of.
I thought Cynthia Cooper got in too.
No, Cheryl Swoops got in, and I'm not sure on Cynthia Cooper. I was going to look it up, but all those like Andre's in. You know, all those guys are in. So
all
I,
the 34s.
So
Carl
what's the criteria for this? Because I was going to mention JJ, or is it too soon?
Might not be too soon for JJ. I really didn't think of him either.
Yeah, I just put JJ in.
I really didn't think
man,
of him either.
You need to step your game up, man.
No, I'm telling you, I'm doing research. I'm not taking this lightly, man.
Gracious,
I am not taking this this responsibility lightly.
Man, we need you getting out there.
I am getting out there. I thought about Foreman. He's in. I thought about some of these others from back in the day. Is it too soon for JJ,
no,
though?
No.
It's really not,
it's
is
not,
it?
Not at all.
Yeah. I might take the Undertaker and JJ.
You got to take the Undertaker.
Well, yeah, he was one I was thinking about.
Astros lose 7-2. They fall to 7-17. JP, we come from France. Five innings, five earned runs, five innings pitched, five hits. Not good. Today you got Jacob Arrighetti, Spencer Arrighetti, excuse me, on the mound. He's 0-2 with an 11.57 ERA. Things not looking great. Astros heading to Mexico this weekend, and Joe Espada apparently is having individual meetings with the team. Not team meetings, which we were waiting for. Individual meetings with the team.
Yeah, I hate this. I hate this. He's having the one-on-ones with team members 24 games into the season, trying to iron things out. I don't know. Is he just – remember when Adam Spillane said, oh, he's going to get ejected. He's going to be – he's got a little bit of a live
wire. Oh, this guy,
wire.
Come on.
He's kind of a pussycat.
This guy couldn't eject a DVD.
Yeah, he's kind of a pussycat.
You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a spot. Are you kidding me? This guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
You imagine him being your substitute teacher?
He'll be walking all over.
Pass 26 notes a class with him. 72 spit wads.
Yeah.
I would be cheating on the test. I mean, I would be getting A's because I'd be cheating on the test.
Why do they let substitute teachers give tests? That should be a rule.
I mean, you can't change the test schedule.
But a
just
sub, they're going to be, they don't know the kids, all that
but
stuff.
But you can't wait. You can't wait for the substitute.
Yeah, I mean, I would just let somebody do it the next time.
The way in with the substitute, you got to make them feel comfortable, and then you can get away with anything.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you have them give tests?
This is how you walk in when there's a substitute teacher. I was the king of this.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in, and the first thing you do, and people are kind of rolling their eyes when they do it, but the substitute appreciates it. You walk in, and as soon as you're walking in, you act like you're talking. I like, class, hey, guys, we got a substitute here. Let's try to show them a little bit of respect, all right? All right? It's not easy. And then you sit down. You're in good. Doing whatever you want. Fall asleep.
Fall asleep.
Fall asleep. Go through the phone, whatever. Just that small gesture, half-hearted or not, you're good with the substitute teacher. That's what it's like with Joe Espada.
Yeah.
What's up, Skip?
He's a pussycat.
Yeah.
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 I don't get that.
Yeah. He's just not. He's not what that is.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Not even a little bit.
Oh, they're firing up the pretzels here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
How you feel about that?
Big fan. Big fan. Of the pretzels. So 713-572-4610. I am dead serious. This isn't like some innocuous, well, he was good for a while. No, this has to be the Houston Sports Authority Hall of Fame quality people. I've thought Ray Childress, I've thought The Undertaker, and I think J.J. Watt is going to be one of mine as well. I think it's not too early. I think that's a good suggestion. So anybody else, I got to be there next Wednesday.
Got to get The Undertaker in. Nobody does it.
Yeah.
But if they want Buzz, you imagine
that?
Dude, how many followers do you think he has?
Big.
He does a lot.
Big time.
Freaking Undertaker. He grew up right there, too.
And I'll add Booker T. I should have thought of that.
Booker and Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole – it expands. You will expand the brand of that whole thing further than ever. Mm-hmm. And if McClain has something to say about pro wrestlers being in there, then I'm gonna give him the tombstone myself. Coming up next, we got a new lifestyle around here when it comes to the Houston Texans. It doesn't have a dang thing to do with uniforms. We got a hardo lifestyle, and it's coming in many, many forms. Pause. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.